The fourth Women Deliver Global Conference has ended in Copenhagen, Denmark, with a focus on solutions to make sure girls and women are at the center of efforts to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, globally at the country level. U.S. presidential hopeful and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called for leaders to prioritize the health and rights of girls and women. In a video address, Mrs. Clinton cited progress made since the Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing in 1995 and commended Women Deliver for bringing in new voices and lifting up the next generation of leaders to help achieve gender equality. Here is a report by Radio Ghana's correspondent Rose Migezi.
In the past week, there have been so many voices confronting a number of issues to do with girls, women and children. The Copenhagen conference sessions featured practical discussions by international and political heavyweights and young leaders on how to move from commitment to action for girls' and women's health, rights and well-being. In a closing remark, Democrat presidential hopeful and U.S. former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called for greater political will and resources to addressing gender inequality.
This is an important moment. As we chart a course to meet the new Sustainable Development Goals, gender equality, including sexual and reproductive health and rights, must be a core priority. To get there, we need greater political will and resources, and we need to continue to invest in more and better data to measure progress. The Women Deliver Summit is critical to this work. You've carried the spirit of Beijing forward, bringing in new voices and lifting up the next generation of leaders. Thank you for all you have done and all you will do to help us achieve gender equality once and for all around the world.